Dr. Gonzalez says although it is not practical to make vaccination mandatory, employers within the hotel and tourism sector who wish to do so for their employees can do so legally.
First of all, you're going to need a larger police force, a larger nursing service, and people applying coercion if you don't want to take the vaccine, or indeed for the test. But what, and the law has to be always used as a sword, a shield and not a sword, because that's not a practical thing. But an employer in a hotel can say, because you and CAFA, I read out that advisory, that CAFA had advised that persons who are in frontline positions, including in the tourism, the hotel, tourism and hotel sector, that's the people at the airports, seaports, immigration officers, customs officers, the airport workers, the port workers, the hotel workers, the people who serve you, the people who cook the food, the people who you interact with, the taxi men, and so on and so forth, for the cruise ship, the tour guides additionally and so forth, that the employer, whether state or private, legally can insist that you take the vaccine. And if you don't take the vaccine, they simply ask you if the employer is so minded not to come to work. And of course, if you don't work, you won't get paid.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Regionally, Jamaica has recorded 107 new COVID cases in the last 24 hours and one death, bringing the total number of cases to 46,194, of which 23,278 are active, and the death toll to 794. In the Dominican Republic, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases since the outbreak now stands at 268,070. Internationally, the British government said it is spending $40.6 million on new coronavirus vaccine laboratories in an effort to future-proof the country from the threat of new variants. Meanwhile, several employees of a pharmaceutical company have been arrested in Indonesia for allegedly washing and reselling used COVID nasal swab test kits. Police say up to 9,000 passengers at an airport in Medan may have been tested with the reused swab sticks. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 updates.